Hello, the tens on duty today are Latin 4 and Latin 5. Go ahead, please. Latin 5. Sorry, I'm going to read an excerpt of the source first. Okay, from Rabash letter 40, through the action, the love between them will increase. Only when both of them intend for a gift and not for charity, through the wearing out of the hearts, even of the strongest ones, each will bring out warmth from the walls of his heart. And the walls and the warmth will ignite the sparks of love until a clothing of love will form. Then both of them will be covered under one blanket, meaning a single love will surround and envelop the two of them. As it is known that adhesion unites two into one. And when one begins to feel the love of his friend, joy and pleasure immediately begin to awaken in him. For the rule is that a novelty entertains. His friend's love for him is a new thing for him, because he always knew that he was the only one who cared for his own well-being. But the minute he discovers that his friend cares for him, it evokes within him immeasurable joy, and he can no longer care for himself.
Y vamos a la pregunta de taller activo, amigos. Dice...
Now, a workshop question. How can we cause friction between the friends' hearts so as to ignite their sparks of love and be as one man with one heart? Again, how can we cause friction between the hearts of the friends so as to ignite their sparks of love and be as one man with one heart?
But it says in the text, through the wearing out of the hearts, even if they are strong ones, each one will bring out warmth from the walls of his heart, and the warmth will ignite the sparks of love until a clothing of love will form. We simply have to submit ourselves and follow Rabash's advice. He tells us how to reach love of friends. To simply see the friends is great. And we need to rub the heart truly, forcefully, to follow the advice, actualize them, and this will bring out the wearing out of the hearts, and such love will be created in the ten.
It's written that we have to get to a state where we are covered with a single blanket of love. And that can be an outcome only if each one seeing his friend as an equal, covering with the same, being covered with the same blanket, meaning the same quantity of blanket, meaning they understand that they cannot exist without each other and reach love. There is a mutual dependence, and that's the desire to create a kind of bridge and interaction through this rubbing the hearts together.
We make such mutual efforts in order to reach one another, move one another towards the Creator, towards the goal, and we develop this kind of concern, each one for the other. And suddenly, simply, my interest is that you will succeed, that you will reach it, that you'll be there. And you start to feel this from me, and I start to feel it from you. And gradually, we start to develop this warmth that we feel in our relations towards the goal.
We need to act at it as much as possible, to show each other exaggerated love and concern. In practice, each friend should feel how each one is making every possible effort to uplift the tent, to care for everyone, to bestow upon everyone. It has to be practical examples all the time and more.
Sometimes the wearing out of the hearts, it is a feeling that it feels like friction. It's not always pleasant. So then we want to run away from it, move away. But actually, if we understand the exit of Rabash, that this is the way, then we might bite our lips, but we pray, and then this one blanket of love appears. We have to hold all the ends, not to run away from it, and to demand from the Creator this that He will spread that blanket of love over us.
Yes, we need to pray. It's like a kind of vaccine. We could talk to my son for hours about how good it is for your health, but he won't do it. And also, we cannot go above without the help of the friends. A person cannot rub anything together, be covered with anything without wanting. He's being pulled forward or pushed forward by the 10, and by that we help each other.
Specifically, upon the rejection, the differences, the separation between us, we make an effort to connect, and apparently this draws some force that makes it happen for us.
Envy will help us. We will see examples and be envious, and we won't be able to sit quietly without doing what the friends are doing.
And in order to reach such a state of envy, I truly need to think about how much the goal is important for me, how much I want it, how much I'm willing to pay and to do for it. And that in itself is already the wearing out of the hearts. That's the thing that promotes us the most.
Elevemos una oración juntos, amigos. Creador, te damos gracias por reunirnos aquí.
Let's raise prayer together, friends. Creator, we thank you for having gathered us and all the worldly here in this blessed field. We ask you to give us the strength to unite through the words written by our sages. Creator, we ask you that our hearts feel grateful to you and that you give us the strength to connect during the lesson as one man with one heart.
Nuevamente, ¿cómo entramos a la clase con alegría?
Question for a silent workshop. How do we enter the lesson with joy and with a single sensation and a single intention that we're all together and we want to give contentment to the Creator? A silent workshop.